On Capitol Hill today, the House approved a voucher plan for students in Washington, D.C. A similar plan passed a Senate committee yesterday. For years, Congress has considered giving low-income families money to pay for tuition at private schools, but each time the idea has been shot down. This year, the proposal has drawn much broader support, including from D.C. Mayor Anthony Williams and some Democrats in Congress. NPR's Claudio Sanchez has been following the voucher debate, and he joins us now. Claudio, explain what this voucher program would do in Washington.
Well, the House version includes $10 million for grants that would go to as many as 2,000 kids. These are grants of up to $7,500 to pay for tuition, and no more than that, by the way. It's a cap. The Senate version includes a little bit more money, $13 million. The programs in both cases would not siphon off money from the public schools, at least not the way their law was written, and the U.S. Department of Education would essentially screen the schools and the applicants for this and essentially monitor its progress.
We mentioned that this proposal has failed in Congress many times before. What's different this time?
What's different this time is that, of course, the politics of vouchers over the years has come up and down, and this year they've receded somewhat. I mean, the voices over, you know, choice and vouchers of a year, 2 years ago are not there anymore. And by the way, I should mention that it's not the first federal voucher program that the federal government has ever invested in. There was one in 1972 under the Nixon administration known as the Alum Rock Independent Schools Program in California. But getting back to this shift, for the first time you have some notable Democrats arguing for vouchers, not just D.C. Mayor Anthony Williams or the president of the D.C. School Board, but also Senator Dianne Feinstein of California. You've got presidential candidate Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut, who has supported vouchers for years, and even some former Clinton administration folks like Bill Galston, an advisor to the president in the early 90s, and Arthur Levine, a very prominent voice in higher education. He's the president of Columbia Teachers College. It was interesting, though, that in today's vote, there were only five Democrats who did make the difference, but those are the guys who jumped to help pass this voucher today in the House.
If it does go forward and is signed into law, this would be a pretty small program here in Washington. How might it affect the larger debate over vouchers across the country?
That's the big question. In some ways, vouchers, of course, are still a litmus test for liberal Democrats and teachers unions, which have considerable clout in state legislatures, certainly are relentlessly opposed to this. But at the state level, you know, states are preoccupied with a lot of other stuff on their plates as far as education is concerned. There's this sweeping legislation on reforming public schools, the No Child Left Behind Act, and that's taking up a lot of time and a lot of money.
Claudio, the Supreme Court last year upheld the constitutionality of a voucher program in Cleveland, and there was a lot of expectation that that would lead to more voucher programs around the country. But that hasn't really happened yet. Why is that?
I think it's really only a matter of time. Voucher advocates have yet to launch any serious efforts to pressure states to approve legislation that would allow vouchers even in some of the more desperate inner-city school systems. But yet there are the likely targets of Michigan, California, Colorado, where voters, by the way, have already defeated vouchers in the past, but where now, again, the dynamics, and people may very well look to Washington and what Congress has done and the House and the Senate are doing and say, look, if there, why not here? Keep in mind that in Milwaukee, there is a voucher program, the first in the nation, that's still up and running. Cleveland's voucher program is in many ways bigger than it was when it started. And Florida's plan, the only statewide voucher program in the nation, is still in place despite a lawsuit.
Okay, Claudio, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR education correspondent Claudio Sanchez.